We've been talking about the issue of St Finian's in Killarney. We've been talking about the need for new housing in the area. We've been talking about rental rules, talked and debated in the Dáil. They'll be coming in on the 1st of March. The Cabinet have signed off on them for the 1st of March, and there's still a continuing controversy in relation to that. Underlying all those issues and all those problems surrounding the housing crisis, the need for new homes. So news came through yesterday that Comisiún Pánála had granted planning permission to build 245 homes at a site on the Clash Road directly across from the former racecourse. With me on the line to talk about the fact that National Planning Body is given the green light for this development is Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Sheehy. Councillor Sheehy, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry.
Obviously, this is good news on the face of it. This number of homes, much needed in Kerry and Tralee as well.
Yeah, absolutely. At its heart, this is very, very simple. Tralee needs homes and this decision helps to deliver them. I suppose this decision supports families, it supports workers, it also supports young people who want to live and build a future here in Tralee and in North Kerry. There's a number of things stand out for me. Number one, I suppose, is the confidence shown by the developer here, KPH. They've stayed the course, they've committed to Tralee, and that's a real vote of confidence, not only in Tralee Town, but also in terms of North Kerry. Its people, the economy, and the long-term potential we have in the area. It also matters because Tralee is growing. We're attracting major employers like Astellas. We're bringing high quality jobs into the town and those jobs need homes. So housing and employment must move forward. I would describe our current housing situation as a crisis. And I think in order for urban centres like Tralee to thrive, we need to act fast and we need to activate sites within our town boundaries that allow people to not only work and live here, but also to come and stay here. And look, I'm fully confident that this won't stop here. I think that there are more housing sites within Tralee that will be activated. That's coming on foot of our local development plan that we passed last year. And there's no key momentum, I think. And that momentum, I think, will attract further investment in time to come.
Yeah, well, that is underlined, though. The need and the crisis is underlined by the figures out this week. It shows the average price of a second-hand three-bed semi-detached house in the county has risen to €375,000. That's 6% up on 2024. Prices in Killarney up by 2.5% to €405,000. While Tralee have seen an 11% increase, €345,000, in terms of the average prices that people are being asked to pay for housing now in Tralee.
Yep, absolutely. And that's basic economics, I suppose. That's on the supply and demand side of the house. Unfortunately, we've seen a huge shortfall in terms of the supply and provision of housing over the last 15, 16, 17 years. That has obviously had a knock-on effect in terms of then pricing. And not only that, Gerry, but look, as everyone is obviously aware, as we came out of COVID, development costs and the costs of construction have spiralled. That being said, you just alluded to there, just in terms of the major planning legislation that's being passed by the government at the moment, the new Planning and Development Act 2004. Look, it's a big reform of the system, and I think it's going to certainly speed up decisions. Like I said, look, this decision here, I think I last spoke to you about this on Comisiún Pánála decision 18 months ago. And yeah. It's taking time for delivery, but to be fair, and let's be honest,
it was previously a refused permission for 256 homes, had to be revised, put in again, and here we are. It took that long to get to this point and not a brick laid.
Correct.
That's part of the issue, isn't it?
Correct. And I spoke to you on this very show 18 months ago about my concerns in around that decision. But that being said, the new Planning and Development Act 2024, like I said, it's a big reform of the system. It's a major planning legislation that's going to overhaul Irish planning law. It's probably the first significant rewrite that we've had in decades in this regard. And I suppose some of the key elements, they're looking at the statutory decision timelines, for example, in and around both planning authorities at a local level and with on Comisiún Pánála. Those timeframes, rather than taking indefinite periods of time, which they have taken in the past, they're now going to be very defined. And those set timelines for decisions, they should cut some of the open-ended waiting that we've seen in the system. You're also looking at judicial review reform. Government has moved to extend reforms just in terms of planning judicial reviews. And again, it's just, there are changes to the judicial review process now being extended to existing cases. Look, this is going to shave time off legal delays. We all know that once those planning decisions enter the courts, there are extended timelines. And look, this all costs money and this all obviously impacts on planning decisions. But coming back to what we have in Tralee Town at the moment, I'm delighted and I really welcomed the decision by An Bord Pleann Óla yesterday. It's a huge site. It's 245 units. That's key for a town like Tralee. Like I said, that's experiencing high-level progress, high-level development. We've high-end jobs that are now coming on stream, both in Estelas, MTU. We've huge local employers here in North Kerry also. We can't forget that in terms of TLI, Dairymaster. And also come back to the fact as well, we're a huge tourism county here, Gerry. We need development. We need to be able to house hospitality staff also.
Okay, and that's part of it. Okay, separate issue and one for Tralee. A listener texts in this morning and says, traffic grid locked in the town again this morning. Two main routes closed, Mitchell's Road and the Island of Geese. No one's taking responsibility. You know, I know it's a bad morning out there weather-wise, probably adding to it. But what's your response to that about the traffic in Tralee?
Yeah, look, it's obviously a huge inconvenience at the moment, but there are longer-term positives attached to this. Number one thing I would say, and I always say to people, is I would prefer to see traffic in our town rather than no traffic in our town. It's a sign of vibrancy and economic activity, if nothing else. I travel that Mitchell's Road every morning, dropping my eldest daughter to the Gael Coláiste in Tralee. Obviously, there are inconveniences, there are diversions in place. Again, look, we're looking at a number of months before that regeneration project is done, but again, it's investment, it's development. Speaking to hotel owners and hotel managers in town, all of those staff that are coming in, those contractors need somewhere to stay. It's adding to the local economic activity in Tralee. Again, the Island of Geese, I can totally understand. I travel that road a number of times every day. Again, we're looking at a number of months for a longer term positive. It's a part of a total regeneration of the Island of Geese section of road leading up to Lower Rock Street, an area, Gerry, if you ask elderly people, if you ask people with mobility issues who traverse those footpaths and roads on a daily basis, they have been in dire need of upgrade over the last decade or so. So I fully welcome those works being undertaken.
So short term pain for long term gain. Okay, we're going to leave it there. Councillor Michael Sheehy, thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning.